You're listening to the Seduce Podcast with Cass and Kat,
where we love to talk about life and experiences that inspire your higher self.
Hello, Cass. How are you today?
Hi, Kat. I'm really well, but as I was telling you, I feel like I need to go to bed at a more appropriate time. Did you know that each hour past, I think it's 9 or 10 o'clock that you go to bed, your brain carries over memories and problems from the previous day? I.e., if you go to sleep before 10 o'clock at night, your brain can effectively clear that from your system that the next day you can start fresh.
Oh.
However, if you go to bed at midnight, 1 a.m., whatnot, you are still carrying through your problems and issues from the previous day.
Wow.
So I feel like I've had about a week of late nights and I'm still remembering shit from 3 weeks ago that I shouldn't be remembering.
So, okay, what if you have a big sleep in the next day though? So what if you get your 8 hours or, you know, 7 hours, whatever your body kind of needs? It makes no difference.
Nah, it's something to do with your circadian rhythm, and the different organs need to rest at different times according to your body clock. And your body clock has a lot to do with the sun, the moon, rising, all of that. Sun rising, I should say, sun setting, you know, eliminating blue light, all those kinds of things. So your organs, like I think your liver is supposed to rest between 11 and 1 is the resting time. So if you're not asleep during that time, your liver isn't getting the best rest.
Wow.
And it doesn't function as well as it should going through to the next day.
Wow, that's very, very intriguing.
Yeah. So excuse anyone that's listening if I fumble, step up, get argumentative.
She's thinking about things from 3 weeks ago. Yeah. Well, this conversation does not relate to what you said at all.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But I wanted to discuss it because it's been a topic of conversation for me and my friends for a very, very long time, for many, many, many years. Every time a friend's wedding pops up, or if a friend of mine is going to a wedding, we always seem to have these conversations around the roles and responsibility of a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get asked to be a bridesmaid, what sort of, I suppose, ridiculous expectations there are around being someone's bridesmaid. So I wanted to talk about this with you, Cass, because I don't think we've ever really spoken about, I mean, I'm sure you've been a bridesmaid before. How many weddings have you been in? How many bridesmaids?
I have been
Is that what I'm trying to say? How many weddings have I been a part of?
Yeah. I've been a maid of honour in my best friend's wedding. So yeah. I've been a maid of honour once. I've been a bridesmaid 5 or 6 times I've been a bridesmaid, and then twice a flower girl.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you've been around. You've been around.
Definitely been around that block. Yep. Caught that bouquet a few times. Once before I got engaged, actually, I think it was at my best friend's wedding. I caught the bouquet and then I got proposed to. And then I ended that shit. So I've been on the other end as well. I've been a bride, you know, and kind of what responsibilities did I give to the bridesmaids that I chose to be a part of the wedding?
Oh, that's a good question.
Having said that, moving forward, never say never, but I don't think I want to do the whole bridal party thing anymore.
Mm.
I think that ship has sailed for me. And I said it to Charlie recently. I was like, how about it's just you and I up there?
Yeah.
And there's no one else. And it's a day of boom. We get married and then we have lunch and we dance and that's it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That sounds really nice.
He loved the idea.
Yeah, I could imagine. I didn't really have a big bridal party either. I just had my sister up there as maid of honour.
That's nice.
Luke had his cousin as best man and that was it. I could have easily had 8 to 10 girls up there with me. Easily.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why I just cut it down to Rosie and Sav was because I didn't want to upset anyone.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to look like I was favoring some over others. So,
and I think I've gotten to that point as well where I've been in all these weddings and I can't have that many people in my bridal party either. And I just feel like these things get blown because I'm in the wedding industry. They're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's crazy these days how huge they've become. Even the even the question of asking your bridesmaids to be your bridesmaids is a whole effing event in itself. It like, when did it become an event?
I don't know.
With the box and the chocolates and the, it's beautiful though, to be honest. Like, I'm being one of the bridesmaids receiving that and it's lovely and it's so special. But it's, I remember when I did it and I asked a few people to be, a few friends to be in my bridal party. I was like, would you be in my bridal party? There was no box, there was no candles, there was no chocolate, champagne, none of that.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to show my age.
No, times have changed a lot. I think the reason why this topic is so fresh in my mind is because I've had a few friends recently who have been parts of bridal parties for their friends and family members and things like that. And debriefing with them, like after the event, it's so interesting to see how brides these days are so self-absorbed that they forget that, yes, this is their special day, but it's not everyone's special day. And we all don't have to spend millions of dollars on your special day. You know, one thing that I can't handle, and I know that obviously for cultural reasons and things like that, everyone does things differently when it comes to wedding time. But my, like, one thing that I can't handle is when you're asked to be a bridesmaid and then expected to pay for your dress, your shoes, your makeup, your hair, your tan, your this, your that. And everything that you have to pay for is not your choice of how you want your hairstyle or what sort of shade you want your tan to be or what dress you want to wear. It's like the bride gives you the expectations of this is what I want you to do, but you're forking out for it.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine doing that to people.
All the weddings I've been a part of, I'm pretty certain that I wasn't put in that position where I had to pay for anything that we would wear on the day or have done on that day. Yeah, I don't think ever. But I've definitely heard of those situations where the bridesmaids are like having to fork out for their nails, for their hair, like you said, tan. And to me, it's like, particularly if it was something I don't do, like I don't tan, as an example. If a bride told me to tan and to pay for it myself, I'd be like, what?
You know, that happened to one of my friends.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it happened to one of my friends a couple of years ago. She doesn't tan either.
I'd be like, is it organic?
And she was asked to go get a tan, go do this, go do that. And she actually said, look, do you mind if I don't? Like, I can get away with, like, I'm a bit sun-kissed, so it's not like I'm white. And it was like a straight no. No, all the other girls getting it done, you have to get it done.
How horrible is that? Also, the bride's going to look nicer if you're standing there pale AF, you know, if you're just one of these pale bridesmaids, she's going to look better. So what's she complaining about?
You know, I think I'm the same as you. I haven't been in a wedding where I've had to pay for outfits and hair and makeup. However, I have spent a lot on friends' weddings being in the bridal party because of all the extra things like the hen's night, the kitchen tea.
Don't get me started on that though.
Talk to me.
So, well, there was one particular wedding that I heard of. I'm going to pretend I wasn't in it. So I heard this story. And look, it was as soon as I'd moved into my apartment and it was my first experience with a mortgage and I was in between trying to start my own business and get that off the ground. And the things that we had to pay for that were unnecessary and the amount, like put it this way, when I was a maid of honor for my best friend, like when we did the kitchen tea, it was literally like, okay, we're doing it at my house because I'm the maid of honor. So we're doing it at mum. I was living with my parents. So we're doing it there. Bridesmaids, can you each just make a dish? And then I'll buy the gift for the bride. It's from all of us. So, you know,
sure,
this is just the little extras I did. But then you kind of fast forward to when I was a bridesmaid in another wedding and it was just, we need this much for the kitchen tea and we need this much for the hens.
Oh, so they set like a price that you had to pay.
Yeah. Rather than saying, hey, make a dish and like, you know, how guests or
Yeah.
hens will pay like $50. Well, back in the day they did. I think now it's blown out.
Yeah.
And I just remember saying to one of, I think it was the maid of honor, like, can we rein this in somehow? Like, if I had a known. And it was only for that point in my life where, like I said, I'd signed on my mortgage and didn't know. You know, when it's kind of like, oh shit, like I've got to start watching how much I spend, whatnot. And then I'm being asked to spend via, at the time, I think it was like $500, $600 for one event and then another
Wow.
$500, $600 for another. And I was just like, you know, young Cassandra, I was under 30 at that time. It was just like, oh wow, okay. All right. And then there was just that question as to where is all this money going?
Yeah.
You know, like particularly for the hens, which was, in my opinion, like wasn't excessively amazing. It was just
But I suppose when it comes to like hens and stuff like that, was there entertainment?
yeah, it was like buy one get one free. There was this ginormous guy that was tanned and white.
Whoa, hold on.
Sorry,
What
tan.
sort of hens party did you go
No,
to?
it wasn't really buy one get one free, but there was this huge muscly guy that was a stripper.
Okay.
And then in comes his mate, who was like up to his waist and white and skinny. I was like, was this buy one, get one free? What was this? Like, I didn't get it. And I was like, you can film him, Des. We don't need you doing anything. But it turned out that the little one was the main entertainment.
Oh wow,
But
there you go.
anyways, yes,
And
there
that's what you
wasn't.
paid for. Five,
Yes.
$600
Yes.
went to the little
But
white
from
M&M looking guy.
all of us. And then not to mention that the guests had to pay also to be a part of that. And I was just like, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I look back and I think it more comes from a point of wasn't overly glamorous or, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? It didn't have that. So anyways, that was one of my experiences in that. How about you?
Oh, look. I was in one wedding where the bride was amazing. She actually organized everything herself, from her
Wow.
kitchen tea to her hen's night, which was not a traditional hen's night. It was a night out, dinner, drinks, and went dancing, you know. She organized it all. She didn't want any of the bridesmaids to lift a finger, to do anything. She was even so good, so kind, to the point that she was like, look, girls, I have a color that I would like you to wear. I'm going to pay for your dresses to be made by a particular dress designer here in Adelaide. And I'm happy for you guys to all go in and decide how you want the top of the dress to look. You
Oh,
can do it
that's
however you like,
sweet.
whatever you're comfortable in. It's going to go just below your knee, just a normal kind of fit, nothing crazy at the bottom. So everyone's was just below the knee, like a midi dress. And then you could choose how you wanted the top part. And I was like, that's
I
so
want
nice.
frills with a
Yeah.
like a long train coming down.
The most dramatic
Yeah, can you
outfit.
imagine?
No, but I just
That is
thought,
really
how
nice.
nice is that?
Yeah,
You know, because she
that's
was like, look,
sweet.
I don't want this to be something that you hate and you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
I want you guys to look your best and I want you to feel your best on the day. And I was like, that's so considerate. A
Yeah.
lot of brides are not like that,
That is really
you know? So
nice.
she was awesome. That was nice. And then there's been other situations. I've been in bridal parties where everything is thought of for you. You do not even have any option on anything. It's like
Communism?
this communism for a
Literally?
yearly. And
Yeah.
I've been in the same boat as you, Cass, where it's like, okay, we've just forked out like $500, $600 for this hen's night, $500, $600 for this kitchen tea. And then it's all the extra things the week before that, oh shit, we forgot to order this and we forgot to do that. Like, okay, now we've got to pay for this, pay for that. And it's like, far out. It's a lot of pressure on like 20 something year olds,
Yes,
let alone,
that's
you know.
exactly right. And even with someone with a family, a
I
small
know.
family. So if you had to go back to those situations and you knew what was coming in advance, would you have said, yes, I'd love to be your bridesmaid? Or would you have said, go fuck yourself? Thank you, but that's lovely, but no.
So basically, you're asking like, is it ever okay to decline an offer to be a
Yeah.
bridesmaid? Oh gosh, you know what? I think on the grounds of look, to ask a bride who is your friend, right? This is meant to be your friend.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that part.
Oh, well,
So
I got
you're meant
stories
to be
about
friends.
clients that have said they've had falling outs with their bridesmaids, and then
Yes.
I'm just like, it brings out
that, yeah, that actually happened to two girls that I know as well.
Wow.
Besties. Yeah. And then after the wedding, never spoke again. That I've actually heard three stories like that in circles, like my friendship circles through their own friends and whatnot. And that just blows my mind. But it's just as simple as the bride's expectations were not met. And the bride's expectations, in my opinion, were extremely high, extremely unrealistic. And it goes back to what I said about, this is your big day, yes, but it's not everyone else's. And we don't all have to bow down to, you know, Princess Cass over there who wants to get married and have, you know.
Do you come to Tuscany for a wedding? Here's the question.
Is that my only option?
You don't have to be a bridesmaid, but I'd like you to attend.
I would love to.
Would you like to attend my wedding? Yes.
Yeah. In Tuscany.
In Tuscany.
Oh. It's a 3-week event.
We will walk in on a tightrope. We will flip.
You have to learn how to sing.
Can you imagine? I don't doubt somewhere in history or somewhere in the world right now, a bride is asking their bridesmaid with no vocal capabilities to sing at their wedding.
That's happening. Yeah. That is happening. It has already happened and will continue to happen. But, you know, I think for certain friends, so the ones that you're super close with, I don't think you mind when you have to fork out a bit more or go a bit above and beyond. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's within your financial boundaries and you want to do it, 100%. Mm. But I think there's definitely some brides that have really high expectations. And when you're in a situation when you're being asked to be a bridesmaid for a friend that you know is high maintenance, I think it's fair just to be like, look, I would love to accept this offer. I just need to know what your expectations are of me because this is, you know, this is my work life, this is my home life, this is where I'm kind of at and I can't give myself 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I've even had friends who had a, people that I know that had a falling out because of that reason where there was no discussion. It was just like, yep, I accept to be your maid of honor, no worries. And then this maid of honor had never been a maid of honor before, didn't know what the expectations were. And then her friend that was the bride absolutely was appalled at the way that this girl didn't organize hen's nights properly, didn't organize kitchen teas properly, kind of left it up to the other bridesmaids because she wasn't taking the lead with things, was really, really upset at her and they had a falling out.
I feel like the bride should have known. Like you should know
which
where the capabilities lie. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like me, I'll be like, I'm not having a bridal party cap, but please organize my entire wedding for me. You know what I mean? From invites to guest list, you know what I mean? Like, and I will know you're fully capable of doing that. Should you choose to accept.
You cannot lie to me because I've seen you in action.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, that is a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Know who you're asking as well.
Exactly.
But do you think sometimes brides just ask girls because they need fillers?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to, like when I was a bride-to-be, I chose, first of all, family.
Yes.
Like my sister-in-law, I'd been in their wedding. I wanted my sister-in-law and brother to be a part of.
Yes.
And brothers, sorry, to be a part of our wedding. I don't think my ex-fiance got to the point of asking the guys, though. I don't remember, but I don't think so. And also, I wanted to ask Lily, my best friend.
Yes.
And at the time, she was, you know, wanting to start her family. And she said straight when I asked her, she was like, what if I'm pregnant? And I was like, dude, like I would care.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, that's up to you though, if you want to be a part of something. She was like, of course. Mm. But it was just this understanding of like, you know, knowing where everyone stood, I might be pregnant. That will be beautiful if you are. Yeah. To me, that's fine. You could have birth on the dance floor. I wouldn't mind, you know. Did I say have birth? Give birth?
Okay.
I went to say have baby. Give birth. You can have birth on you can, and this comes back to my lack of sleep, you can give birth on the dance floor and I wouldn't care. We'll share wedding anniversary and birthday.
But then I've heard of brides being upset when they found out that a bridesmaid was pregnant.
Because they have to alter the dress?
Yeah, alter the dress and change stretchy. The way they look. And
depends how with the flow you are. And to be honest, like, I don't know how I'm going to be. I remember being like not a bridezilla at all.
Yeah.
Could have had something to do with the fact that I maybe knew I was going to call it off. You know, I
Interesting.
might have been chilled because I was like, oh, this shit's going to shit. I'm buying the bridesmaid dresses off of ASOS. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But that's the minute my sister-in-law said to me, she goes, that's the minute I knew something was wrong because that just wasn't you. And why did I do it? Because I knew I could return it.
Yeah.
My mum tried to steer me towards this beautiful, at the time it was like a $12,000 dress. And I said, no, ma, I want the Carla Zampatti dress, which was under $2,000.
Yes.
You know, right. Once again, I think subconsciously, I just knew all these things. But, and then I asked another bridesmaid, another friend to be in my wedding. I had also been in hers. It was about, you know, who are my friends, who have I supported, and who would I want to support me? But 100% I've heard stories with clients that they have fillers, and because, you know, maybe their partner has so many friends and so he's up to five groomsmen, but the girl's only got three close friends and maybe a sister that she wants in the wedding, and she's got to fill that fifth spot. So
I don't know if I'd fill the spot. I don't think I'd fill it.
I'd just get rid of everyone. That's where I'm at. But I think that's also with, A, I'm in the wedding industry.
Yeah.
B, I'm older, I'm, I would say, wiser now to the point where what is the day truly about? It's about him and I. And do I want – the great thing about bridal party is that they're there to make you laugh and have the best day. But at the end of the day, if you just – allow your close friends either in the room with you at a certain point, like, or you just walk down the aisle and have a beautiful ceremony, you two or someone important like you had, your sister. And then the rest of the day is about seeing all your friends there. And,
definitely. I think it depends on how many formalities you want to fit into the day, hey?
Yeah.
Because, you know, in here where we are, when we go to these traditional weddings, it's like, you know, it's, if you're a bridesmaid, you're up at like 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning to get your hair done by 6 to then have makeup done. So by 7 o'clock, you're all ready and you go to someone's house and the photographer's there, the videographer's there. You're doing all the photo shoots and videography for that, filming. And then, you know, it's 12 o'clock. You got to get in the car, go to the church. From the church, it's more photos. It's just such a long-winded day.
It's so scheduled.
So, yeah. I mean, I remember when Luke and I got married, it was like, we're doing none of that. I'm doing none of that. I'm the most – I like things really easy, and I like things to be easy for the guests. I was literally like, Luke, the ceremony's starting at 5 o'clock and we're going to eat at 6 o'clock and that's it. And we'll do it all in one place. I don't care about a garden wedding, a beachside wedding. I don't care about a ceremony as in where it is. I just want it to be in the venue. Everyone's already there. It's a 15-minute thing and we move on. But that's a reflection of my personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like things efficient. I like things done right. But I definitely like efficiency and just – let's be proactive about this. Let's not make this a long-winded journey, you know, a church up in the hills and a function center down at the beach. Like, I'm not going to make people drive the whole state for the day. And a lot of people do that. And I get it because that's what they like. That's what they love. Like, and do your thing. But it's like, you do your thing, but understand that not everyone is going to be excited and thrilled about your thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think to like, it's sad when you just hear that bridesmaids are no longer talking to the bride after the wedding because they upset her in some way or didn't, you know, tick the boxes.
It's almost like a test, isn't it? Like, there's certain times in our lives where people can demonstrate to us their colors, you know, or the differences between us. You know, you could have a friend and go, oh, I didn't realize this about them, but this situation brought it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And definitely happens with all, like, there's so many things in life that I could name that these situations that it happens. And being in a bridal party is definitely one of those.
Yeah. Because the emotions are there, like, even for the bride. Like, it's all fun and games. Then it gets stressful. Then they're upset. Then, you know what I mean? Like, they feel the pressure. And I know the week before the wedding is like climax of heightened emotions. And that's when usually everything crumbles because everything along the way prior to that week that upset them, it all comes out in that 7 days before the actual event. And then on the day, they, you know, they've got a smile and they move on. But I don't know. I just think that sometimes the, and maybe it's the wedding industry in general, everyone's very dramatic when it comes to their wedding day.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just something that I can't resonate with. You know, I don't know.
It probably is because we are.
Do you think it is that?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the older you get, the kind of less you care. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I think the more detached you are from the outcome, like I need this to be perfect and I want everything on socials and I need three cameramen for all my different angles and I need the right song played at the right time as I take my first step. You know, it's just like, I think there needs to be a level of detachment. And I think that's because we are more in our feminine energy where we just allow things to kind of happen. There's none of that masculine energy of controlling the situation. We're not trying to control it. Yes, you can organize things to a certain point, allow people to help you and whatnot. But yeah, the term bridezilla is,
It's there for a reason.
you know what I mean? So I honestly think it's just got to do with that detachment we've got. And look, I'm not engaged yet again or anything like that, but I feel like even my conversations around it now, yes, I'd like it to be beautiful, but it was honestly a thought not long ago that I said to Charlie, I was like, I'd be all about having a bridal party. Come on, man, we're close to 40. Like, it's just like, let's just have a beautiful ceremony. But I am fussy in the fact that I've always wanted a Tuscan wedding. I'm not fazed on if 10 people come or if 100 people come. Like, either way, I will happily pay for all those 100 people in Tuscany. You know what I mean? Or the 10. Like, it's no biggie. I don't want to put a constraint on it and go, oh, no, we only want a small wedding. Or, you know, I'd like whoever wants to celebrate it because it's hard enough with a international wedding.
Oh,
So.
definitely.
But yeah, I think I've just got a few little things that I want. But yeah, we'll get ready to organize that, Kat. You know?
Oh my
I respectfully decline.
I respectfully decline. I'm very busy lady, Cass. Very busy lady. No, look, I would love that. I just think about like what I'd do with Rosaria in that time. That's what I think about because it's like, oh, as much as she's a lot of fun, like a 2-year-old is not fun at a wedding.
Yeah, I think I've got a no kids policy.
You know, it's actually funny. I spoke to mum. I reckon we chatted about you having an overseas wedding once. And my mum, oh, typical mum, I love her so much. She goes, oh, Kat, if it worked out that way and Cassandra wanted to get married overseas, she goes, I'd come too. And I'd just look after Rosaria for you guys while you attend. And I was like, mum, you're the sweetest. You're so
Oh,
sweet.
that is so cute.
So cute, isn't it? I was like, oh, she goes, I'd do that. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, oh. My mum was probably a bridezilla and expected all these things from everyone. So that's why she's like, yes, I would do that. So Cass has a perfect day.
That is so sweet. Look, Charlie and I are not oblivious to the fact that a lot of people won't be able to attend if we go ahead with this idea. And he's definitely said, oh, we've got to do something here. And I was like, but what? And when will this be? Are we talking before or after? And he calls it an engagement party. And I was like, okay. And do people do that anymore? Do people still have engagement parties?
I think so. Yeah, I plan them at work. They're still doing it.
They're still doing it?
Yeah, they're still doing them.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah, I've got a few coming up. Got a few coming up at work. It's happening. It's
Okay.
a theme.
I'm going to have to look into that, you know? Because I honestly, I don't. Like some of my clients are doing it, but I don't know. But anyways.
I felt the need to, not the need to, Luke and I love a good celebration. So for us, it was like, yeah, we're going to have an engagement party with like 140 people. And like me and Luke, like, want to make sure that it's like in a place that has good food. So we just like hired a restaurant down by the water. And it was like, this is where we're doing it. It's just in a restaurant. It wasn't anything over the top, but we literally had 130 people in a restaurant. It ended up being like 44 degrees that day.
Oh,
And it
wow.
was so hot, but we had the best time. Like, it's
Yeah.
those, I mean, my guests probably hated it, but they were like sweating, but I was happy.
Oh, they would have had aircon though in a
No, it
restaurant.
wasn't great. It was not great.
Oh,
Yeah.
it wasn't
But you know
good.
what? It got to like 9 o'clock, the sunset, and it was absolutely beautiful.
You know, we talk about all the pressure that is around, like on the bridesmaids, on the bride. The bride obviously wanting to alleviate that pressure by burdening the bridesmaids, you know. Where was I going with this? That's unlimited sleep. I was going somewhere with it. Never
We were talking about
mind.
the pressure that a bride feels. She ends up putting it onto her bridesmaids. And then No, that's it. That's
it's gone.
That's all right. But you know what? It's also like, think about, there is a lot of pressure for a bride because generally there's a lot of family around that are also trying to instill their beliefs. Yes. And expectations.
And the expectations the bride puts on herself.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I know brides that haven't eaten chocolate for an entire year leading up to their wedding.
Wow.
Like.
Yeah, you're right. Like the losing weight. Yeah.
But what I don't understand about that concept. Okay. Let's go with what I do understand about that concept is you want to look really, really great on your.
Yep.
In your wedding pictures.
Sure.
Right? That's. You want to look really, really great for your husband.
Yep.
Who is seeing you the whole time leading up to that day, mind you?
Yes.
As, you know, as you diet or exercise or whatnot.
Yeah. So he knew you before the diet and the exercise.
Yes. So you and I have spoken about New Year's resolutions. It feels like a wedding resolution, like I'm going to do this leading up to my wedding.
That's a good way of putting it.
Right. But why wasn't it ever started beforehand? Like why... Didn't you go, you know what, it's going to be healthier for me to do this or it's going to be better for my skin to do this. But if you're content, why does it take that becoming a bride to the bridesmaid to actually put in all that effort? Do you think brides wait until that day? You know what, I'm going to eat chocolate for 30 years until I get engaged.
I don't think so. I think it's got more to do with the fact that they know they're going to be center of attention that day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're center of attention. Yeah. So all eyes on you. I remember someone like told me along the way when I was planning the wedding and things like that. They said to me, you know, always smile. On that day, just be happy and smile. You're going to have over 100 people in that room. And at any given moment, there'll be someone's eyes on you. Mm-hmm. So just remember the facials are important because you don't want people looking over at you and you look miserable or you're having an argument with someone or like just think about your energy on the day being positive because everyone is going to receive that. Like they're going to be eyes are on you for the whole day.
That's really nice.
I was like, that's an interesting little tip.
And that actually makes sense.
You know, so it's like, yeah.
Center of attention.
But, you know, I reckon I was like, I wasn't at my fittest at my wedding and I didn't do anything to change that. I wasn't one of those brides where I was like, shit, got to lose weight, got to start training, got to, I don't know. I just wasn't. I think when the wedding came around, it was such a big party rather than a wedding day.
Yeah.
For me, I was just in my element of like, I'm really excited to celebrate with everyone. So nothing else mattered.
Yeah.
Like I wore a dress that I probably wouldn't pick that dress again. You know what I mean? I wore my hair up. When has anyone seen you with my hair up? I'd never wear my hair up. Oh, yeah. I just did things out of the ordinary, but all of that didn't matter because I was more excited about the actual night and celebrating. And Cass, I was on the dance floor the whole night, like at my wedding.
I love that.
I didn't even see Luke. I don't know where he was. Who knows? But like I was just having the best time.
Did you change into sneakers?
Oh, I can't. No, no, you know why? Because I wore shoes that I'd had for years that I knew were so comfy. I could like, they felt like flats, even though they were heels. Like, you know, when you got those comfy pairs of shoes. I didn't even buy new shoes for the wedding. I was that chilled. Like,
they were something comfort. Old.
Yeah. Something very old. I think I threw them away after that night. But, you know, the traditions are beautiful. Some of the traditions are really beautiful and I kept some of them in. And then other things I was like, oh, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that. Extra pressure and make sure it's done a certain way. And I think the day has to be a reflection of you both rather than everyone else's, you know, input. But at the same time, you know, if you've got family that are paying for your wedding, you do feel that pressure of, oh, okay, I might have to do a few things their way because it's their money, not mine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say, Cass?
Yeah, absolutely.
That comes with it too. That's like a whole nother discussion.
That's very true, actually. Hence me calling off mine. Like my parents would have contributed so much to that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how embarrassing if I pulled the pin the day after, you know?
That would have been tough. But there's been a lot of scenarios like that. I mean, I used to work, as everyone knows, I used to work at a bank. So I've watched people like take out loans for this stuff, like take out 60, 70, 80, 90, $100,000 loans for a wedding.
You're like, what's this for? House deposit.
These days you've got to lie and say you're renovating. But back then when I first started at the bank, it was allowed to be like, yep, this is for a wedding.
So hold on. You can't say that at the bank anymore? You can't say I'm taking out this loan for a wedding?
It's not that you can't. You just don't. because it's not seen as like a bank will look at that and be like, so where's
yeah, they're like,
we can't sell the wedding after. Like, if this fucks up, like, we can't sell the wedding after. Like, how are we getting our wedding? Yeah, it's different now.
They would be like, are you Italian? Like, they would be estimating how many busti you were going to get.
That'd be criteria. How many guests? What's your nationality? What's the price per head? Are you having it at John DeFerdi's where it's like 120 and people know that and they're putting that in the card? Like,
actual. What's your bomboniere? Who are they?
Wow, that is so interesting.
It is, and you know, so people do they take out money from their home loans to do this sort of stuff, and they put themselves behind, like parents. Your parents put themselves in shitty positions to make sure you have the day of your life. And I've never understood that concept ever. I said, so look, if we're having a wedding, we're doing it ourselves, and whatever gifts parents, friends, family want to give, great. But we're not calling it a, oh, my parents paid for the wedding.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, it's everyone does it their way. But if you're a bride right now, a bride-to-be listening to this, or perhaps you were a bride.
Don't be a bitch.
Be a bitch. If you're a bride that, like, had a falling out with a friend, like, just consider your part of it too. I'm not saying that the bridesmaid was right, 100% right, but your expectations were either A, not very clear, and you expected a lot without really debriefing anyone. And then when those expectations weren't met, it caused a lot of friction and you decided in the heat of a very high pressure moment when you're planning a wedding, you made the decision that this friend was not doing right by you. And sometimes upon reflection after, I think you can really look back and be like, ah, I could have handled some things a little bit differently there.
What about if it's a bride's friend that is being asked? What's a nice way of declining?
Oh, a nice way of declining?
I'm going to be unavailable that day.
I have to work that day. No, Cass, I think
could be pregnant. But wait, Sophia, you don't even have a boyfriend.
Anything can happen in life. But, you know, I think the best thing, Cass, to do, again, like if this is a friend of yours, you'd like to think that your honesty would be enough.
Yeah.
So if it's a money thing for you, like, look, I would love to do that, but I can't contribute in a way in which I think you'd expect me to. And I don't want to, I suppose, not meet your expectations. So I don't think it's the best decision for me to say yes. You know what? I would love to, but at the same time, you know, I've got a friend of mine who actually runs a business.
I loved that, by the way.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine.
I don't think I can top that. But
I've got a friend of mine who runs a business on weekends. Yeah. Weekends. Saturdays and Sundays. And she had to say, like, look, this is like my livelihood. I can't commit to a full day of, like, from start to finish, you want me to hang out with you from the Friday into the Saturday into the Sunday. It means that I don't get paid. I just can't commit to that. There's
no
one
that
can take
my... She just works.
She's got a business. And she goes, there's no one that does my job. It's me. Like, I am the business and it's weekend work that I'm booked out for. So I've already got a client booking.
That's tricky.
Yeah, there's not much I can do in that situation.
Because that's life as well, though. You've got to be able to take a weekend off.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're in the functions industry and you've made a commitment to someone for their function, you can't then bail, like, unless you can find someone to do your job.
Yeah.
Like, if there's some tricky situations for some people. But I think
we should just throw scenarios out there. Like, what would you say if you're being asked, but you've got a crush on the groom?
Yes, I'll definitely be there. And is he looking for a stripper for his snide or?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What would you say? What would you say if you had to decline?
If someone was
if you liked the groom,
I'd be like, babe, he's loved me for years.
No, but declining an offer of being a bridesmaid, what would you say?
I would say, so it depends on the reasoning. Give me a reason as to why I wouldn't.
Perhaps you don't feel close to this girl. Perhaps you feel like you're being asked because you're making up numbers. You feel like maybe it's not really a genuine.
A sympathy ask.
Or it doesn't have to be sympathy, but more like she's asked the cousin, she's asked the friend, and now she's run out of friends. She's asking me because I'm the groom's, I don't know.
Oh, that's
partner's
that's funny because. Okay,
the groom's best friend's girlfriend is what I tried to say. No, he's
the groom's best friend's girl. Oh.
Like, you know that it's not. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's sad. I would actually, I shouldn't say that in case people are, because there's that, definitely that part of me that will be like, oh, she wants to get close to me. That's so nice. Like, okay, you know, maybe this could be the start of a blossoming friendship. But if you really feel like it's like she's made no effort with you to connect to you, and this request has come out of midair, nowhere, I would probably say, oh, look, that's going to be a firm no. No. I'll go, oh, look, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But we'd actually love to attend your wedding as guests. And I just don't have it in my capabilities right now to be part of a bridal party.
That's fair. I like that one.
Thank you. Thought of that on the spot.
You did well there.
Thank you.
See, so it can be done. And then how they take that is completely up to them. You can't
You
sit
get
and worry about
uninvited to the wedding.
Well, guess what, Cass? You're not coming at all. So that wish of yours is not going to come true.
Did you say vegetarian option? Here's the pork.
But, you know, I think, look.
We're going off on a tip. Let's wrap this one up.
Here's the pork.
You said you're Muslim? Oh, here's the pork.
Here's the pork. Oh, no, look, Cass. No, look, it's a conversation that I've probably had with at least five of my girlfriends in the past. Every time someone's been asked to be a bridesmaid, we have these chats about, oh my God, and they need me to do this and they want me to do this and I love them, but I just can't be bothered and I've got this going on for me. And, you know, even other friends that have kids that are like, far out, the expectations are so high. I've got a family, man. I've got to come home and look after a kid. Like, it's not, I can't just be all in on this day. As much as I'd love to be, life's changed. Not single anymore where I can put all my time and energy into it. And they're just, you know, it's just conversations that I guess I've found interesting over the years and thought, I wonder what Cass's take on all this is.
Can obviously, yes, it can get very excessive. But I guess if they're willing to do it, that's on them. If not, then use our scripts.
Use our scripts.
Come up with.
And if you ever ask us to be bridesmaids and you hear that script, you know what it really means. I do not want to be in your bridal party. Oh my gosh. Nice. I've had fun today, Cass.
So have I.
Thank you for the chat. As always, guys, please like, share, and subscribe. Do your thing with sharing. We value you guys so, so much. And we can't wait to give you another episode of Seduce very soon.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.